Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at a thought concerning some things that God can't do. Now, I know that we sing songs about there's nothing that God can't do, and that's true. But there are some things that God limits himself to, and therefore some things that God won't do because he said he wouldn't, and therefore he's bound by his word. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 3 this morning. The Bible says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now, if we only read that one verse, immediately we see an error, because things have not continued as they were since the beginning of creation, because we know that God has already destroyed this earth once by water. And of course, verse 5, reading in context, we know this is true. For this they were willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then being overflowed with water perished. I'm looking at this thought in verse 5. For this they willingly are ignorant. Do you understand with me this morning that the Lord can't help someone who is willingly ignorant? Now, listen to what I'm saying. You see, to be ignorant means to be lacking knowledge, education, or information. And all of us are ignorant about something. And ignorant does not mean stupid or the lack of ability to learn, but rather it means the lack of information. But the scripture here teaches that there are those who are willingly ignorant. And understand what I'm trying to say here. The scripture says that they were willingly ignorant of the flood. They were willingly ignorant that the earth overflowed with water and perished. Now, you have heard, and I have too, on the science programs, people dispute, debate, and deny the great flood, Noah's flood. You know, that in itself, just the geological or the historical event, wouldn't be such a great issue. But that's not what the whole debate is about, whether or not the earth was ever covered by water. But the whole debate centers around whether or not God destroyed the earth because of mankind's sin. That's where the debate comes in. And you see, if Noah's flood is true, then it could mean that, you know, just possibly that there is a God and that he is angry with sin, and that indeed he did judge sin, and that he destroyed all the work of his creation, with the exception of the animals on board the ark and the 8 human souls that were there. So that's where the debate comes, and people are willingly ignorant of this fact. And it means simply this: they choose not to believe it. Do you realize that God cannot, or will not, I'll say it this way, God will not twist our arms to make us believe anything. We choose to be ignorant about truth. The truth is evident. The scriptural record is evident. The geological record is evident. We could go on and on with that. It's there. It's evident. But the problem is that people choose to deny it, and they choose to disbelieve it. Well, if you choose today, if I choose today to be willingly ignorant of something, and I make that choice, and the information is presented to me in a believable fashion, yet I choose to deny it and reject it, then, my friend, there's really nothing anyone else can do for me on that particular topic. Well, may I say that God can't help someone who chooses to be willingly ignorant. I want to say today, friend, trust and believe. Believe the record of God's word. Trust him with your eternal destiny, your eternal soul, believing that God will save you if you'll call upon him. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray today that you'd use these few thoughts in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.